On Midwest Week, one of the many sports seasons that ended early because of the pandemic was hockey, including the Quad City Storm. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Bobby Metcalf, sports reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Bobby, what kind of record did the Storm end with compared to their first season a year ago?
Oh, they ended up tied for the final playoff spot. It was actually a three-way tie. They had 40 points. They had about 16 wins, which is a little bit better than they were last year. They were on pace to probably finish with, I'd say, 22, 23 wins and would have probably made the playoffs if, obviously, everything hadn't kind of come to a screaming halt here a couple weeks ago. You look at how many games in hand they had left. It was more than any team in the league. They had won enough games against some really good competition to show that they had the potential to make a run. It's one of those things where we'll never find out exactly where they would have ended up, but I think this team was definitely good enough to make the playoffs.
So what was the reason for the improvement? Why did they do better this year?
A few more players from last year who knew the system, knew what Coach P, for just because I don't feel like pronouncing his name, wanted. He also brought in some better players as the season went on. He brought in some players that really shored things up on both sides. And it's that second year in a system where players know what's expected. He had more time to kind of build a team in the offseason as opposed to last season where they kind of had to throw everything together in about 3 months. So it's kind of that having some time to put some things together really helped them start improving.
And what about turnover at this level in the minor leagues of any sport? There's a lot of turnover. Did the roster change much during the season?
Yeah, it did. He made a couple of big moves. He made a trade early on, swapped defenseman. He actually brought in a very good veteran defenseman, Joe Sova, who's played some at the AHL level, the ECHL level. He's got about 500 or so games in his career. So he brought him in and strengthened up the defense. He brought in a rookie. He made a trade for a rookie, Ricky Kramer, who was leading all rookie defensemen in points. And then right at the trade deadline, he traded his franchise's leading career leader in games played in Tommy Stikos for Cole Golka. Only got to see three games out of him, but he had 3 points in three games, so it looked like he could be pretty productive. So there's always going to be turnover at this level as they're kind of making moves. The thing I've learned kind of about this league is they're very quick to pull the trigger and make some moves in this league. Sometimes you're surprised by the decisions, and sometimes it pays off, and sometimes it doesn't. But they're very quick to make some moves if things aren't working out.
And did many players get promoted or have a chance to play at a higher level?
Yeah, he had a couple. Dalton Mills got a prolonged call-up with the Utah Grizzlies. And then Matthias Aumann, who was a really good rookie defenseman, he got a couple of call-ups. Shane Bennett got one. So you had about four players who got a look in the ECHL. I think you'll see a couple of those guys stick up there next year. I know Utah really, really, really liked Mills, so I wouldn't be surprised if he starts up there next year and maybe even stays up there all year. So a few promotions, not a ton, but at this level, you're only going to see a couple or a handful every year.
And how about Coach Pete? Was he doing anything different this year, or just like you said at the beginning, he just had more time to figure things out?
Not too much different. I think he was a little more confident in how to be a head coach in this league. Last year, it was his first year not being a player. I think he was just more confident. He had an assistant as well, in Jake Toporowski, who took off some of the pressure from him so he could bounce some ideas off of him. There's still some issues he's got to figure out. He's got to figure out how to get his team to be more consistent. That was the biggest issue with this team all year, is they could come out one night, look like it'd be anybody in the league, and then come out the next night and look terrible. And maybe sometimes even the same games look great for 40 minutes and terrible for 20. That's the biggest thing he's got to figure out, is how to get consistency out of his players, how to get his players to buy in for 60 minutes and 56 games a year. But I think you saw a marked improvement in what he was doing as a coach this year.
And I think the owner showed some confidence in him as well at the end of the season.
Yeah, they love him. Gave him a 2-year contract extension a few days ago. You look at what he's done, and not just on the ice, but off the ice. All the roster moves that he's made almost have always panned out. He brings in Shane Bennett last year, who's buried on a roster, becomes the franchise's leading scorer. He brings in Connor Fries, off waivers this year, and he ends up becoming the first franchise's first player of the week and had an 8-game point streak and scored the first hat trick in franchise history. So he's got a knack for finding these guys who other teams have given up on, bringing them in and letting them flourish here. And I think that, as much as anything, is a big reason why they decided to keep him around for another 2 years.
Okay, so off the ice, Bobby, how did the team do? Did people turn out to watch the Storm this year?
Attendance was a little bit down this year. It was about 3,100 this last year. It was about 2,900 this year, and I think a part of that was obviously you see early in the season they don't draw very well because of football season and all that. And then I think the other thing too is that they had a 9-game losing streak early on, which kind of torpedoed them a little bit, and that's the reason that they weren't quite as secure in the playoff spot as I thought they could be. I think fans kind of thought, oh man, this team isn't very good, and didn't show out. I think the last few games, as they were starting to put things together, you saw fans start turning out a little bit more. They've got to start come out next year and start winning right from the start, because I think fans are still trying to figure out what exactly they have here in the Storm.
Okay, now how about the owners of the team? Are they happy with the season?
Yeah, I mean, they would have liked it to finish. They lose 6 home games with this, so that's 6 games revenue that they don't get. That's a hit for any team in any league. But they were happy with the direction the team was going. I do think, I mean, they believe that they had a playoff team, and I think they had a pretty good case for that. They'd like to get feel a little bit more secure in the off ice stuff, but for the most part, it sounds like they're happy with the direction of where things are going.
Now, I remember, Bobby, years ago there was a minor league team owner that said it wasn't all that important how well the team did, it's just if the fans had a good time coming. But and yet you say the attendance was down a bit this year. Did the team provide enough entertainment?
On the ice, I think they did. The tough thing is the hockey team, as opposed to the baseball team, really only has hockey to sell. Obviously, the baseball team in Davenport has some other attractions that you can go and not just have to. And it doesn't matter what the team's doing; you can have a good time there. The hockey, the off ice, the on ice experience, the in game experience is tough to kind of make fresh. Kind of tough to make exciting. I mean, we've all been to, minor league hockey games for years or minor league sporting events for years, and we've seen kind of we kind of know what we're to expect there. So it's hard to provide a unique in-game experience that isn't just reliant on the product on the ice. So I think in this avenue, the team has to do a little better, has to be a little more entertaining, has to win a little more to get fans to come out, because they really only have the product to sell themselves.
Now, if you had to take a wild guess at this point, Bobby, do you think the Storm and hockey are going to be around here for a while?
I think they'll definitely be back next year. It's always hard with minor league hockey to, or minor league sports in general, to say, they're going to be here for 10 years. I mean, if you even look at, what's going on in Major League Baseball and minor league baseball with contractions, I mean, there's no guarantee that every minor league team that's in America is going to be around in 2 years. So it's really hard to say how long they're going to be here. I think, I mean, they'll definitely be here next year. I think if they can get some more support, if they can get a few more wins, I think they'll make the owners more confident that this is something that they can have for the long haul.
And what about the players? Do you any guesses to whether many of the players will return next season?
I would say I would about probably 11 to 12 return. Every guy likes to play here. I mean, it seems like guys love to play here. Tommy Seikos, who they traded away right before the trade, right at the trade deadline, they've actually played against him here that next week, and I ran into him in the hallway in the tax player, and he seemed bummed. He's like, I really loved playing here. I mean, guys seem to genuinely love playing in the Quad Cities. They love to come back, and I think that's a huge selling point. It's one of the nicest arenas in the SPHL, which I think is another big thing. They get taken care of here, so I think guys really do love playing here. I think on this roster there are about 10 to 12 guys who I think really who Coach P really wants to bring back. So I would say anywhere from 10 to 12 players will be back on this team next year.